You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
This godforsaken thing is the bane of our existence around here. We're all afraid of this grid of death. We're all afraid of this bucket of death.
I took care of business for you last week. I selected the Rams helmet. You want me to do it again, or what do you think?
Thank you, yeah. Stugatz. I appreciate, after cheating all of last season and me any number of ruinous penalties the last time we did this, and having so many outstanding punishments that we had to end the thing for a year because of how much controversy there is all about it. We are bringing it back now. Billy has, who lost last week, the punishments they selected. So get us updated there before we go to our celebrity reaper who may or may not have made cocaine cowboys.
What?
Well, Dan, four people lost last week and had to select from the grid of death. Those losers were myself, Jessica, Witty, and Chris Cody. Now, punishments have already been selected. So, off the board now, the spin cycle. Chris Cody will have to stand at the corner spinning a sign promoting the show for an hour.
Seems like he would do that anyway.
Yeah, it's right in my alley.
It is a very Chris-themed punishment, I think. Now, another themed punishment. The Foxy Roxy. Witty will have to do the show dressed in 1920 speakeasy attire.
So he's just going to dip into the closet.
You seem excited.
My regular Wednesday outfit.
Like a flapper? Are you going?
No cross-dressing, but I think a waistcoat. Coat and an armband around a sleeve is going to be involved.
Love a waistcoat.
And all that jazz.
A long cigarette, something that holds a long cigarette. Go ahead. What else you got?
I have one of those for you.
Jessica has picked the Now You See Me, where she has to wear a Sia wig for a day.
Ooh.
Easy enough.
Easy.
Good. Well, the punishments get much harder. People are selecting the easiest one.
If you're going to lose early, Dan.
Well, that's not the advice that Chris Cody was giving her. He said, you know what you really want to do? Pick all the hard ones now, because then there's no hard ones later. And she's like, that seems like... Then she thought about it. I was like, no, that makes no sense whatsoever.
The Sia one's trickier than people think, because their line of vision is going to be terrible.
Yeah.
All of these are harder than people think. I don't think there has been one that, for us to do something for the entirety of a show, especially things on the hands, when you're in your computer and your phone. But Billy, what was yours? Which one did you select?
Perfect setup, Dan. I chose the Everlast, where I will have to wear boxing gloves for an entire show.
That's going to be hard to do editing.
Yeah. Wait a second. Well, that means you're not going to have to edit at all.
How do you play?
Did you guys draw straws, or did you just come to some sort of agreement amongst you guys?
A gentleperson's agreement.
That's right. A gender-neutral agreement.
Can you give us and the listeners an idea of what is left on the grid there?
I'm glad you asked. We have a new addition called the Twitter Roy Swap. The Twitter Roy Swap is one of our favorite ones that we've ever done. The Twitter Roy Swap. Roy must run your Twitter account for a week.
No.
Absolutely not.
Your mother.
If chosen by
Roy. Or your daddy, depending on the person.
if chosen by Roy, Roy will choose someone to run his Twitter account for
a week. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh man.
A lot of Taylor Swift.
I want to back Roy on this. I'll happily have him run my social media for a week.
On the plus side, you'll be on the right side of history.
Yes.
On the negative side, you're going to say yo mama to so many people.
Yes.
All right, let's go around the room here. We've got a lot of different people here. It's never been more crowded. I don't know if we have enough games for all the people that we have around here. Let's start with Chris Cody. I can't even see him because he's hidden in a corner.
Roy's on my shoulders.
Dan, it's a brand new, hang on.
Yeah,
guys,
whoa, everyone, calm down.
It's a brand new grid. We brought it up so we spruce up the imaging. How could you forget the iconic bed? Brand new. It's the same.
All right, here we go. Like a good rummage.
Yeah, that a boy.
The Cowboys.
Ooh.
The Cowboys are an underdog at the Chargers.
In a game that's guaranteed to go down to the wire.
These lines are courtesy of our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. Yeah.
Well done. Cowboys must win. I mean,
I am putting it back.
Chargers.
Big Chargers guy after watching Dan Orlovsky talk about Keenan Allen and Herbert. All right, here we go. Ooh, Rams. That has to be good.
Does it?
The Rams
I'll take it.
Are playing at the Colts. They are -3.5.
That's a good putback.
That's an upgrade.
Bigger favorite.
Billy, go ahead and select. We will continue to go around.
I'm right next to Chris Cody.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're rusty.
I can't see you because the computer is in your face.
Be careful. Be careful, Dan. We care about you.
Yeah.
This thing.
Don't worry. All right, I have the Vikings.
Wow.
The Vikings are at the Cardinals. The Cardinals are a 4.5-point favorite.
Put that back.
Put that back.
The second selection, if you're new, is final.
The Bengals.
The Bengals
are at the Bears. The Bears are a 2-point favorite. You don't really know who the quarterback for the Bears is going to be just yet. We assume Andy Dalton. If so, a Red Rifle revenge game.
A big revenge game. You have to go with Dalton for this game. One more win or lose, you have to go with Dalton against the Bengals. You have to.
He doesn't have the choice.
You really don't have to.
No, I have the choice.
And you don't have to. I don't even understand.
You want him to exact his revenge, Dan.
Revenge games are fun.
Mm-hmm.
If we were playing a game versus ESPN, Dan, we would start you.
Yep.
You guys say revenge game, but revenge games are fun because the Bengals will be able to beat up Andy Dalton for doing that to him for a decade.
No.
Like that's a, why am I rooting for Andy Dalton
He's
in that
game?
He's
the one exacting revenge. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Billy, go ahead and select from the bucket.
Uh-oh. Ooh, I got the Jaguars.
Oh, wow. Oof.
Broncos, that is going back.
Yeah, it should.
6-point dog at home, according to DraftKings.
This one feels good. The Panthers.
That feels good, huh?
Yeah, they're underdogs to the Saints.
The Panthers are at home, and they're a 4-point
dog at home. You upgraded on the line.
There's very little good in that bucket. You want the Chiefs always. You always want the Chiefs. You want the Packers if you can get the Packers. You want the Browns.
Oh, this is exciting, Dan. This helmet made its debut last week.
Wow.
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wow. Again?
Tony has selected the Wizard of Oz.
Tony, you can pick a lion and tiger or bear from college football or the NFL, and I have some college football games for you. Wow. Clemson and Georgia Tech, LSU and CMU, that's Central Michigan, Baylor and Kansas, Penn State and Auburn, Cal and Sacramento State. Those are all Lions, Tigers, or Bears.
You gotta go Cal, Golden Bears.
Yeah, you gotta go Cal.
Hold on, do you want to keep that helmet?
Yeah, I do. There's no place like home, Billy. You know that. So the Cal Golden Bears are going against Sacramento State?
You want to click your shoes together before you do this?
I'm going to take the Bears. Golden Bears, that is.
Attaboy.
What kind of favorites are they? Do you have point spreads on that courtesy of DraftKings? Or you're just selecting that without even asking?
He's selecting their opponents.
LSU against Central Michigan. You wouldn't feel confident.
Central Michigan is a dangerous team, Dan.
Yeah, at least that's FBS. Right. Sacramento State, not FBS, Dan.
This is my first time ever picking.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
What happened last week? You weren't
Somewhere
here?
By proxy.
Cody picked for me and I lost. I got the Patriots.
That used to be good.
Used to be the best.
At the Jets.
Yep.
Still good.
At the Jets.
Still good.
I'm keeping it. Sorry, Stu guys.
No problem. You are a 6-point favorite. Go ahead and select there, Mike. What do you have?
Rookie quarterback on the road. Jets are 6.
Oh, I got two sucked together.
Against the rookie quarterback.
Houston Texans at the Cleveland Browns. Woo! That one's going back, everybody.
The Texans are hot, Mike.
Not hot enough. I think they're a 12.5-point dog or something along that line.
12.
A Raiders. Monday night letdown, but I have no choice. That's my second pool.
The Raiders are at the Steelers. They're a 5.5-point dog at the Steelers.
Not feeling that one.
It's going to be a bloody week, huh?
I mean, we're going to run out of punishments.
Yeah. 2 weeks in.
2 weeks in. We're not, because it wasn't that long a list of punishments, and they're hard to come up with. Stugatz, let's get in here. Let's get into the bucket, see what it is that you have. Thank you, Reaper. You're doing fine work.
Is this your helmet or mine?
He's here to pick, Stugatz. Quit being cute and just pick one.
No, I picked a good helmet for him. I figured, and I didn't throw
Stugatz,
him back in.
You ruined the game and my entire season like a good rummage.
How did you guys ever do this in the span of 5 minutes on TV?
I don't know.
Poorly.
It was always not 5 minutes.
Always poorly. It's why it went away. It's the whole thing.
Oh, my God. I got the same helmet as last week.
TYFYS,
yes.
Well, Stugatz.
Is the Coast Guard playing?
The Coast Guard is playing Nichols, the Bison. Wow. We also have Air Force, Utah State, Navy's on a bye, and Army is playing UConn.
Okay, thank you for the service helmet's getting retired. Yeah. There's no face mask on it for the second consecutive week. I'm on to you. It's very suspicious.
How about the Marines? I mean,
Suscots.
You're putting it back.
I am putting it. Why? Is there a big spread there?
I mean, Nichols State?
Army's playing UConn.
What's put it back, spread? Stu. It's smart. Right. Put it
Randy
back.
Randy Edsall
doesn't
just
matter.
Live all dangerously. Right. Let's go. Put it back.
I'm going to take Army. I'm going to take Army again. Yeah, I'm going to take Army again.
Wow. Let's get Whittingham over here.
Thank you for your service.
Whittingham, let's be done with this, please. It's so many people around here. So many people.
The Titans.
The Titans get blown out last week. The Titans are at the Seahawks.
At the Seahawks.
Jesus, put that thing back. Yeah.
It's going back in. Whittingham back to the bucket.
Guys, we should want each other to win.
Oh, no.
The Jets.
The
Jets.
New York Jets. someone is guaranteed.
Head to head.
To go to the grid of death because we got a head-to-head matchup. And as tradition here, Dan is the last to pull. Congratulations, Dan, on picking from the bucket of death
for
the first time in a year.
Are you sure that you don't want Bimmel in here to select? Our COO.
Yes,
do you
want
to throw our COO into the mix? Just to have yet more people doing this.
That one looks good, Dan. What is that?
It is black. It is the Falcons. I'm scared. There's still this death is still in here, right?
Yeah. The no death one's pulled it. The Bucks are
biggest
the
underdog.
Champion.
Biggest underdog of the week.
Falcons are at the Buccaneers.
Yeah, 12 points according to DraftKings. Football team.
Oh, my God.
You get the Green Lizard starting at quarterback against the New York Giants. that's a great nickname I just coined. The Green Lizard.
Taylor Heineke.
The Giants at Washington is a game that I'd rather just die and take my penalty than have to pay attention to.
But you'll know your fate. You'll know your fate this evening. I mean, how about that? Well,
yes, it is tonight. Remember, Chris, theater of the mind.
Washington minus 3, Giants. Let's get Bimmel in here. Bimmel, where are you, Bimmel?
It's okay.
No. Bimmel, right, listen, Bimmel. If you're present, you have to put your hand into the bucket.
So, it's funny, Greg Cody avoids this fate, but Bimmel is pulling for
Should
himself.
Bimmel select for Cody?
How exactly is Bimmel going to execute this? Like, he's going to show up at the corporate office dressed in full Formula One gear one day.
He picked the underdog helmet.
Oh wow! Any underdog, Bimmel?
Any underdog you want.
In any game.
Put it back,
or you could throw it back into the bucket.
Lions are looking good, Bimmel.
Why would you ever pick the underdog helmet?
Because football's weird and there are 1 point spreads and 2 point spreads.
Wow, he has put it back.
Bimmel selecting up.
Selecting
the Seahawks. No choice in it, but you get the Titans. You get a favorite. Congratulations.
Minus 5. Congratulations, Bimmel. Do we want to select for Greg Cody? Has Greg Cody avoided this fate?
I think we do. He doesn't get away with it.
All right, here we go.
I'll do it. Great. Love when we get this guy as the volunteer.
You got the Rams, man.
Yeah. It's the rummaging, and it's what you do.
I know. I got the Green Bay Packers.
They're all a big favorite.
But
Greg
they are
Cody.
Tanking.
The minus 11 against the Lions.
Should I throw it back? I mean,
did he have a back in my day this week?
No.
Throw it back.
Ouch.
Sorry, Greg.
No. I don't want to do that.
All right. Why? Didn't you do it to me all of last year?
No. Sugat said that to you, not us. No.
This is just for fun, this pick. Yeah.
All right, he has the Packers. For fun, Broncos. He got the Broncos.
Should we get the security guard in here to do it too?
Can we stop making a mess? I am about to run out of a 17-minute bed.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Libertard.
Were you guys building out the A-Rod bathroom of your imaginations? Is that what I heard you discussing during the break?
Towels with an A on them.
You know the thing you slide the toilet paper on? That's a baseball bat.
Hey, like that.
Stugatz.
You think he actually calls it the throne? Probably does.
It's an actual throne.
Yeah. An actual throne.
There's got to be a full-length mirror in there somewhere.
I imagine somewhere in his house he has a replica of David, but with his head on it.
This is the Don Levitar Show with the Stugatz.
I'm curious how you guys are going to feel or experience what I'm about to describe, because sports television is something that hasn't been changing a lot over the last 10 years. And now some new people are trying to get in the game with Eli and Peyton, and they're trying to be another experience beyond the one you've had with your sports television entertainment. And so I'm walking by a couple of televisions today, and on one of them, it's the broadcast from yesterday. Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe are talking for a full 10 minutes about Kareem saying he will cheer when LeBron breaks his point record. A full 10 minutes. And what was going on the other screen as Max led the morning show on ESPN is they were talking about more pressure tonight, Saquon Barkley or Daniel Jones. And I wonder if the audience or if the shipping container, if that's what they want. It made me a little bit sad, right? Because these are older people now. Skip Bayless is approaching 70. We're talking about 50s. It made me a little sad that we're still on this treadmill. More pressure tonight, Saquon Barkley or Daniel Jones, as we continue to just do all this infomercial stuff for the league. And I'm asking you guys, how would you feel if you walked past those two televisions? Would you want to hear it?
What do you hate more this week, America or football? Yeah, this is football. Yeah. I would love to know who's under more pressure today. I would love to know if Saquon's even playing today, too. Yeah. Give me that news.
Clearly Daniel Jones.
Yes.
I mean, he's the quarterback.
I mean, what do you expect? Saquon's working his way back from injury.
What's the argument for Saquon?
That he's hurt? That he's hurt? That he's got to prove that he can be the same back?
Well, they took him so high, so it's like...
Well, how about this? Off the board, Gettleman. Wow. Joe Judge.
He's under a lot of pressure.
I got another one. Jason Garrett. That offensive system's bad.
Coach Garrett.
Oh.
They moved on in subject matter to what does it mean if Frank Reich and Carson Palmer start 0-2, which you
Carson
can also-
Wentz, you really do hate sports.
What if they start 0-2 versus?
Well, I think
what
Wentz
does it mean now that there are 17 games in a season? What does it mean?
Well, it means that the Colts have had a very difficult schedule to start their season. Or are the Colts just bad? Wait and see. Damon, that's a different game.
Wait and see is not the way to play any of these games. You have to have strong opinions about the things you've seen and what they mean. You have to have a strong opinion about Thursday night football. It's the Washington football team already on his backup quarterback against the Giants team. I don't know. Outside of the Packers, was there something more boring that happened on your television between 1 and 7 p.m. yesterday or Sunday than the New York Giants? Was there anything that happened on your television? You didn't want any part of that game. That game, I don't know if you guys, if this happens to you guys. Tell me if this happens to you guys. When I was young, I had this Sunday night feeling sometimes. Me and my brother used to call it about school. I have a Sunday night feeling that creeps on me at the end of my football Sunday. I feel a little gross. I've been watching too much football. It's wonderful, but I'm kind of disgusted with myself. And then you throw a Giants-Broncos game at me, and you're throwing a bit of depression at me, especially when it's surrounded by all the sparklers in the late games.
We call it the Sunday scaries, Dan. You're describing the Sunday scaries. The only remedy known to humankind for the Sunday scaries is a good Sunday night football game. Oh, yeah.
The 4 o'clock slate, though, needs a bad game. I disagree with you on this. I need a stinker in the 4 o'clock. I see Broncos. I see Giants. I'm like, okay, this is like everything's normal.
You mean you need a game that you just cannot pay attention to?
Oh, I want some good ones, but there just needs to be a stinker. Why? I just don't ask questions, Tony. I just need it.
Something has happened to my viewing experience on Sundays where I used to be for many years. I've been broken by the Miami Dolphins for many years as all of the consumption on this stuff has changed and we need constant stimuli. I've been watching these Dolphin games from start to finish and it's broken my soul, these 17, 16 games, even when they were good with Chad Pennington, watching them again and again. And I have now become addicted to the national experience. I wonder for you, Jess, and for you, Mike, your teams, your allegiances, when the Browns and the Steelers are on, you've got multiple televisions going. But I wonder with Chris Cody if, for example, the Dolphins can keep his attention because it's a different kind of team and expectation if they could keep his attention for the 3 hours.
Yeah, having a good team certainly helps. There were several boat days during the two seasons that we had one combined win on a Sunday that I'm like, get me on that boat and get me out of here. It certainly helps, but I think the most important thing for our football experiences now is that the West Coast teams are a little bit better. Because last year, when you're staying at home because you need Robbie Gould to get you two field goals, yep, and the Niners and Arizona Cardinals have tanked the season because of injuries, you start calling yourself an asshole.
Man, Broncos-Jags at 1 o'clock this Sunday. That needs to be a 4 o'clock game. That's a perfect stinker for a 4 o'clock.
It's a bad one.
You're arguing, Chris, that you want one of those.
Where they should put the stinker.
What is your good
slate. Like, I thought this was perfect this week one Sunday, 4 o'clock slate. We had a lot of good games, and then you had a stinker. You just need that stinker, Dan.
Put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. Where do you put the stinker? Did I just see you mouth in the other room? I don't know what I'm saying here, and I'm trying to set up the poll up. Where do you put the stinker, the 4 p.m. hour or the 1 p.m. hour?
Or do you prefer your stinker? I mean, we all prefer stinkers somewhere, all right? I prefer it in the 4 o'clock.
I'd rather not have stinkers.
Dan, there's some shitty teams. Like, there's going to be a stinker. I disagree with that, too. Every week, there should be a stinker, and I want it in the 4 o'clock.
But is the worst place for a stinker Monday night or Sunday night? Because there's always a stinker
Having the Sunday scaries and then you get a stinker, how bad are you going to feel? What if you've had a bad gambling day? I need to discuss this with you guys because I don't know how you are doing this. But Mike Ryan watching Cleveland Browns and having bets and prop bets on everything happening anywhere on an NFL field, what was the bad beat of the weekend? Because I saw one. Can you guys top the one that I have, which is 49ers, 8.5, minus 8.5 against Detroit? Was that game 41-10 at one point?
Yeah, that was a real bad beat.
But listen to how the bad beat happens, right? Because it's all meaningless garbage. It's just nonsense touchdowns and onside kicks. And then I'm right there. I'm still good. All I need is for an onside kick not to be recovered. Boom, it gets recovered. All I need is for Detroit not to score and make the two-point conversion because then the half point is going to kill me. And not only do they get the two-point conversion, toes barely in, it initially happens where the back referee says incomplete. and the other referee comes over and corrects him, and there it is. It's over for me. Does anyone have a worse beat than that this weekend?
Fantasy beat. Monday Night Football, I think, just in terms of gambling, though the game would have ended with the Raiders covering if they didn't force overtime. But I went from a win after that Justin Tucker field goal because Lamar Jackson had outscored my opponent by 1 point to a loss. And I knew that the outcome of that coin toss, no matter what, it wasn't going to be a walk-off Raiders win as a touchdown. Well, lo and behold, Raiders walk off. Lamar Jackson hugging the opposing quarterback. This is amazing. Oh, no, the game continues because he was an inch short. This is all a ridiculous exercise. Quarterback sneak fails. Okay, let's call a timeout in which John Gruden can only ruin things. Sure as shit. Timeout. Go back to the line. Someone comes up with a bright idea of Derek Carr. Why don't you do a hard count this time? Because half an inch is a lot closer than 1 inch. And we really need to get close for this quarterback sneak. All start because why on earth would you hard count? Then guess what happens,
Dan? Oh, no, I saw what happened.
Throw off the hands, off a helmet.
Oh, no, you got to throw in. Throws the ball 1,000 miles an hour
just
off of a helmet.
It. Four straight times. I'm gone. I'm good. No.
The play is Derek Carr, the call in the huddle. Derek, go back and throw this ball these 5 yards as hard as you've ever thrown a football. And let's have it bounce into the sky like a punt.
Awful. And then Ravens get their chance. Surely, at least Lamar Jackson can scramble around a little bit. And maybe I can get enough points to hold off the tsunami of Justin Tucker's inevitable game-winning field goal. Lamar Jackson does run around a little bit. Gets me some breathing room. Third down. Sack. Fumble. Loss.
Okay, so you sound embittered, but I want to put together the combination of feelings that make for a restless night of sleep after a gross football Sunday. So your fantasy team gets crushed. You lost a bunch of money gambling. Your team also lost, and you've spent 6 hours in that couch, and you don't smell good. And your wife or your husband is mad at you because you're gross. And
a lot of resentment if the couple isn't on board with the Sunday experience. Yeah. You're going to end up hating the other person. Yeah. The other person gets it. They're presently hating themselves.
Yeah. Is there anything else I need to...
You think I want Lions-Bears? No. I, too, am hoping for Chiefs-Cardinals. But the schedule gods, for whatever reason, decide the 4 o'clock window has to have a third of the games at the 1 o'clock window. Why have we... What is that all about? Have more East Coast teams play at 4 o'clock. Spread it out evenly. You know how much better the red zone would be if we had an even number of games at 1 o'clock? Why have we just decided
it's this? It's pretty great the way it is, the red zone. I'm not going to complain about it.
No.
Do you want the actual answer or do you just want to complain?
I want the actual answer, and I think it has to do with TV ratings because Browns Chiefs pulled down a monster rating and you need
correct.
A tentpole.
They're essentially trying to create a fourth standalone game in the 4:25 window.
What do you want to speak for all networks? Like you're no, just like I no, know I'm, the answer.
He really
to this.
Did come on, and well, his delivery made it seem like I'm corporate spokesman on behalf of NBC's product from the 1970s.
It's when he starts a sentence with essentially.
Do you want the right answer? Do you want the actual
bicker?
Answer? Because I just came back from the Caucus of Broadcasters. I'm sorry, Witty, because you were actually trying to help us, but you couldn't get out of your own way.
He's spelling it C-O-C-K-U-S. Tell us what the Caucus of Broadcasters have to say about 4 p.m. games.
They just don't want to have any competition for Cowboys-Giants at 4:25 so they can clear the game for the entire country so that Fox gets 25 million. It actually ends up being the most watched game of the week, the 4:25 game, because when the most people are watching America's football, you have enough people watching the 1 o'clock games across the country and then watch the 4 o'clock games. And actually, more people watch that than watch Sunday night or Monday night.
He's like, I'm so annoyed here that I have to educate all of you. You should all know this.
Are you okay? Was that hard for you?
I was trying to provide information and you guys shat all over me for no reason.
That's fair.
It was a tinge of dick.
We all shat.
It was the tinge of dick.
Tinge of dick.
We all shat.
But what is it about you, Witty, that was giving off, I'm a spokesman for GE? Like, what is it that there was something about your presentation and then we knocked your confidence over because you were speaking way too fast and thinking you were boring us with facts. It's good to have the information, but there was something about your presentation that made it seem like you were making the knot on your tie a little tighter before you spoke.
I think it's because I was putting forward a right answer.
Yes, when that was it.
Would you like the right answer?
But no, but it's also something that you've been shouting at your television for a long time.
Right.
Why does the 4 o'clock red zone suck? And I just kind of punctured that argument in 15 seconds.
No, if you knew
seconds.
I knew the answer, I just wanted, I was speaking for the fan.
Yes. Yeah,
And then the you fan. Come in here with your facts. I know the answer. Yeah. I saw the ratings. I know why they do this shit.
We need Ryan Cortez to post a video just of the side eye Chris Cody gave Witty when he started with essentially, because I felt it across the room, the heat coming off of Cody's side eye. It was amazing.
Well, now, though, also on video, you will see the body language of poor Whittingham. He's been defeated because
it might be the most angry he's ever been with
it's
me.
Just never, it's never been like this where it's just everybody. It's not a handful of people. Ha, ha, ha. You've got a clock. You've got your alarm on your stove. It's all of us burying him for being right, for having facts, and for being proper, for being fancy lad when we just wanted to throw feces at each other.
We're just trying to talk about the stinker.
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to provide more fun games in the 4 o'clock window. And you come in here with a, we'll actually.
If you'd like the right answer.
Yeah. Are you done talking now? You don't sound anything like that.
By the way, sorry. Second best option for a stinker, Thursday. Yeah. Yep.
Well, we got one
really?
Tonight.
That's what I'm saying.
We
got one. If it's not going to be in the 4 o'clock window, put the stinker on Thursday night. I don't give a shit.
Sounds like you do.
I need Logan Thomas to pull down at least 4 receptions.
And a tutty.
And I got my eyes fixated on the Green Lizard. We got 2 mobile quarterbacks that people aren't talking about. You want to talk about Mahomes and Jackson on Sunday night? This is the appetizer platter right here. Green Lizard versus Daniel Jones.
An app platter? Oh,
mm-hmm.
My God. I love apps.
This is the most athletic quarterback matchup of this week. Yes. How's that for your scroll? Huh? Are they doing that? And that is a Mike Ryan exclusive.
What is the greatest of the appetizers, Chris?
What's the ultimate app platter is what I was thinking. Like, if potato you could put together
skins.
A platter of...
A sampler.
Like
nachos.
A sampler is cheating, though.
Yeah, but, like, what Wings. Would be your sampler is what I'm saying.
What are the Hall of Fame appetizers? Like, if you had first ballot Hall of
crab
Famers...
Crab Rangoons, things of that nature.
Crab Rangoon, for sure. Wow. But I don't think the audience would... Man, it's a more obscure. It's not potato skins. It's not a bar class.
She said potato skins. I think those are overrated.
Yeah. Overrated.
If it doesn't... It is nothing without sour cream. If you're nothing without sour cream, then you're not really anything on your own.
But
put it on the poll, please. Put it on the poll, please. If you're nothing without sour cream, then are you anything on your own?
As a sour cream enthusiast, I am offended. My last name means sour cream.
Will you eat a potato skin without sour cream?
Okay, but that's part of the potato skin.
No, it's not.
It is part of the potato skin.
When she says a potato...
Sour cream's not served on it.
When she's...
If you'd like the right answer, I...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don Levitard.
Shane Battier's gone and Dwayne Wade goes. I'm not sure what's going on with the culture.
Sinking ship.
Stugatz.
They realize Spo's never leaving. You know, I feel like, what's his name, had a...
Good exactly. start. Yeah. Keep going. Start. Just keep...
Good. No,
keep
no, no.
Fight through it.
No, yeah. Let's just end the segment
Fizdale.
Right there.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
We've spent a lot of time this week talking about the juggernaut, the Amazon of college football that is Alabama, because any weekend that you go into, if they lose, it's a giant surprise. And I got the number wrong. They're going into the swamp. They're going to Florida, and they're a mere 2-touchdown favorite, not a 3-touchdown favorite, but they're a totally overwhelming thing that has stacked all of these successes on top of each other to become an academy, a factory of excellence, a CEO in Nick Saban. And they used to win and didn't even need quarterbacks to do it. And now, of course, they're getting good at getting the quarterbacks too. And so every weekend you go into, it's college football is in one place and they're in another. But when I think of Nick Saban, I was legitimately surprised by the sound coming out of Tuscaloosa. You've seen over the years, these Alabama players, you don't know their faces, their voices, their personalities. There's an occasional Mark Ingram in there every once in a while, but you don't really get to know them in these press conferences. I don't feel like. Mari Cooper came on with us and the interview was one word. He said, "What are you going to do in the NFL? Dominate?" And we let him go. Like that was the, and spoke nothing but the truth, said it all in one efficient syllable. But this sound coming out of Alabama, this is Jordan Battle, and this is not what I was expecting when the interviewer just asked, "Hey, tell us a Saban story about all his philosophies, all these words he uses, all this coach speak. Give us something memorable that coach does."
Yeah, I've asked a couple of the other older guys about this, but do you have a favorite saying that Saban has, one of his little coaching, quips he has?
Not that I can think of right now because he has so many, but there are a few I like, and he always talking about touch D's or you know, suck on D's or all that. I don't know how to follow that one up, but just.
I want to isolate the sound in the background because that is a public relations person waving their arms back and forth. This is in 2021. Okay. A D's nuts joke can be dangerous, but then when you throw in touch D's and suck D's, you've got somebody in the background waving their arms maniacally, yelling, "No, no, that can't be a reporter."
We have to decide here when we listen to this, is the PR person saying no? Or are they getting punched in the stomach? Like, oh.
Okay, so I want you to listen to this again. All right, yes, because they've got they've got a control ladder of power there, and I believe that Chris Cody might be right there, that somebody just emerged from one of the doors and punched the PR guy twice in the kidney.
Sounds a little like Stugatz getting his chest waxed.
Yeah. This is why Alabama players probably they need to keep them away from some of the media access because they're going the touching and the sucking. These need to not be verbs in the press conference.
The thing that I find the most believable about this is that this is just an old joke. D's nuts had its heyday.
Love it.
2 decades ago, and Saban's still doing D's nuts.
It's the joke comparison of saying, "Wow, these chips are da bomb." D's nuts has become a dad joke, but it's off color for Nick Saban.
I feel like in 5 years he's going to be telling reporters that his starting quarterback can't play because he has ligma.
What is the phrase to put on the poll here that you just used? How did you phrase that? Did D's nuts have its heyday 2 decades ago? Because your coach, Jessica, while I was on vacation, your coach got into trouble for something where I was like, "You've got to be kidding me. He's got to explain himself on execution of a team when he's just going to the lamest of John McKay jokes from a Tampa Bay Bucks coach. And it's just his age showing. He's going for the dad joke and he couldn't get away with the dad joke because he was making a reference that nobody understood because John McKay was the coach in 1976.
Yeah, Brian Kelly, stick to coaching football. You're not a comedian. You're also maybe not that good at coaching football. You've hired some good coordinators last few years. I'll give you credit for that.
But, understood, ugh. But I just thought what he was going for was the attempt, if you have the context, was so harmless. And then he doubles down like, "I'll take whatever crap you guys have to give on this front." And it just feels like in the same realm. Is that kid going to get in trouble? Is Battle going to get in trouble? There's going to be an edict at Alabama. "Hey, nobody talk anymore about D's nuts."
Well, he didn't have to volunteer it. This was an innocuous question.
He answered honestly. He was asked a question, and instead of all the wisdom, Saban's looking around like, this is terrible. I'm trying to get every recruit with my factory if we do this professionally, and all my coach wisdoms.
This is good pub for him.
I agree. It's great.
It makes him cooler, even though it's a dad joke, but it does. Yeah. It just makes him more like, not cooler. It makes him just more fun and likable.
He's not a sports robot. He makes D's nuts joke, just like your lamest friend.
He should do it to the press. He should honestly, like, you know,
that would be great.
We saw it in the red zone on Bofa. Bofa what, coach? D's nuts.
They should do that. Why can't we? He should lean into that. Of course, he never would, but that would be wonderful if his next press conference he comes in and it's just all D's nuts jokes.
Well, we're starting our freshman quarterback, Sugma.
That's a good way to do it. You didn't have Nick Saban making D's nuts jokes.
I had heard because Josh Jacobs gave an interview, and I remember that going kind of viral among college football Twitter follows. And I was I listened to the Shutdown Fullcast, their proper episode. And by the way, if you want to listen to what they do immediately following the games, go to the Levitard and Friends Network or just search Fullcast After Dark. They have a podcast that they're doing with us, and you can catch it live. This last one was on Twitter Spaces immediately following. We hope to get even quicker with the turnaround on the podcast, but you can listen to that podcast and thoroughly enjoy it. I love it. I'm a big fan of it. They were talking about how Tua has alluded to this, and they do a great bit on just this. My favorite part is the SID assistant
that has
to spring into action when someone actually reveals the truth about Nick Saban, because if anyone's in trouble, that person feels like they're in trouble.
It is shouting, okay, I want you again, without knowing this because it's just audio, I want you to imagine somebody who works for Nick Saban, and their job is, please, whatever it is that's being said about our program in public, make sure that the access is limited and we are on message. No headlines, just we don't like these guys talking to anybody ever about anything. Better to just have the uniforms look beautiful and crimson and go win every Saturday. And this person is in charge of making sure that nothing happens in this press conference that we're going to play over and over on our property.
We are never going to see Jordan battle ever again.
Ever again.
Ever again.
Yeah. On the Fullcast, we're talking about how player availability at Alabama is a rare thing. And you ask softball questions in the hopes that you can get them again. And Jordan Battle zigged when he should have zagged.
Who are we more likely to never see again, though? Battle or the PR guy? Because it sounded like the Battle seemed comfortable. It's the PR guy that did not seem comfortable.
Dan, the SID at Alabama, he knows where the bodies are buried. He's going down with the ship. He's not going anywhere right now.
Look at this and listen to this, because you can hear somebody. It is somebody that is being punched in the career.
There are a few I like, and he always talking about touch D's or you know, suck on D's or all that.
No. I don't know how to follow that one up, but just...
Three no's.
It's because it escalates. It's like touch these, suck these. It's like, where is he going next? So he's like, oh no!
Yeah, there wasn't time.
It's the suck.
It's a suck.
You can't say suck. Yeah. You can't say suck on D's. The touch these, we're like, well, man, suck. No, he got in there.
Look, this is Saban's gonna give that guy
so far away.
That guy is gonna get a talking to. You gotta get two rooms over.
Nope. So helpless. I can maybe explain touch these. I can maybe explain that. But then as he's formulating a PR spin to it, he goes, suck on these. No. Just,
he's yelling that from Birmingham. He's not even in Tuscaloosa.
No, that is from another building on the campus.
You guys,
that sound is emanating
you guys
from.
Have him. He is on touch. He's shaking his head no, right? He's in the back of the room like he's waving fingers trying to keep it quiet.
I got this.
Hey, stop this now. And then when it escalates from touch to suck, that's when he gets scared.
No.
Touch is a headache. Suck is a crisis.
Put it on the poll at Levitard Show. Is touch a headache and suck a crisis?
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.